here is a recommendation. Head to the Loudoun District Library, 7 to 8:30 p.m., because you're going to hear one of the headliners for this year's Michigan Irish Music Festival. We teased it up back in August, and now it's almost here, September 14th through 17th. This will be the place to be, and I imagine you'll agree, Laura Holmes.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having us, Shelley.
Good morning to you. You with Fine Line Creative, Inc. You certainly an author yourself, and you are all about the Irish Music Festival. Are you Irish?
A wee bit.
Okay.
I am.
Okay, you're wearing green.
Everybody's Irish at Irish Fest, though, is our saying.
That's kind of cool. Let me ask my other guest if he's Irish. Dave Curley, are you Irish?
I am Irish, yeah.
Oh, keep talking.
Yes, I'm from County Galway in Ireland.
So. Where?
County Galway.
Galway?
Yeah.
Yeah, north, south, east, or west?
It's directly west of Dublin, yeah. It's on halfway down the country, yeah.
Do you drink as much Guinness as your stereotype says you do in Ireland?
Do you know what? I only started drinking Guinness last year.
Oh, because you just turned 21.
No, I'm drinking with a few years, but I never got the taste for Guinness, and I actually did the Guinness factory tour. I sound like I'm promoting the Guinness brand here.
I know, we got to be
but
careful.
I did the factory tour, and I kind of got a taste for it after that. So,
nice. Well, I was in Ireland last year for the Barrington Hospital Half Marathon. We visited the cliffs, and we were down in Limerick, I think, is where we were.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
That's where I went to college. University of Limerick.
But we digress. Let's talk about why you are here in town, Laura.
Sure. Well, we were joking because we've got Dave running all over the place. We're promoting the Loudoun District Library tonight at 7. And then it's kind of a great sneak peek because Dave is also joining us at Michigan Irish Music Festival, which is next weekend, September 14 through 17. I can't believe we're almost there. So we're excited to have Dave back, and tonight's going to be really fun, so we get a little flavor for Irish music and culture as we approach the festival.
Loudoun District Library, again, that's in beautiful Grand Haven, Michigan, 407 Columbus Avenue. Dave Curley, tell us about you.
What would you like to know?
Let's see. We know we've toured the Guinness. No.
Yes.
You're holding a guitar in your hand. You are a multi-instrumentalist, singer and dancer.
Yes, I am. I've been playing music since I was 4 years old, and I started playing the Irish drum, which is the Bowron, which is a goat skin stretched over a timber frame. And the tin whistle I started when I was very young, but I never got a love for the tin whistle. So eventually I started playing the banjo and guitar. And so I've been playing. I ended up studying music in college, and I've been touring in America since 2008. Yeah.
Have you been involved in our Irish Music Festival prior?
Yes, I think probably 6, 7, maybe 8 years
I've been at
the festival, yeah.
We keep asking and he keeps coming back.
Yeah.
I think it's more than that. Hopefully you want to come back, and our audience wants you as well. When do we see Dave, Laura?
Oh, gosh, she's putting me on the spot. Dave, do you know your schedule?
I believe I do. On Friday, I believe I play at 7 o'clock on the Galway stage.
Yes, actually 7:15. I'm cheating. I'm looking at the schedule.
Well, I want you to.
Well, I'm saying 7 because you need to get there early. You know.
Yes, it's a good idea. Good. Get there early to get a seat. Yes.
Good.
And then on Saturday at 12:45 on the Kerry stage.
Right.
And on Sunday, it's, I think, 5 o'clock. Or maybe
let's just say all the information is most likely
It is. It's at michiganirish.org. We do have a schedule. And yes, I do not have our very large schedule committed to memory. 6 stages, over 20 bands. And we have actually 5 bands, and one of them, Dave right here, direct from Ireland. So we're really proud of that.
Nice. What, obviously we're going to hear from you, but tonight from 7 to 8:30, what will you present in a library setting where we have to go, shh? No, we actually don't probably.
No, Larry's shaking his head. No, it can get raucous. Larry seems to think that there'll be a big crowd there, so I'm hoping they'll all make a bit of noise.
I know you'll have at least a couple.
Yep.
You will have a big crowd. It's a great community gathering. So, again, 7 to 8:30, Loudoun District Library. I trust you'll share some of your work.
I will, yeah.
Okay, let's share what you're going to share.
Okay, I'm gonna play a song called by Tim O'Brien called A Pretty Fair Maid. Mm-hmm. Let me get set up here in the guitar. Sure. Pretty fair maid was in her garden. A stranger came riding by. He came up to
the gate and called her. Said, pretty fair maid, would you be my bride? She said, I've a true love that's in the army, and he's been gone for 7 long years. And if he's gone for 7 years longer, I'll still be waiting for him here. Perhaps he's on some mortar course drowning. Perhaps he's on some battlefield slain. Perhaps he's to some fair girl married, and you may ne'er see him again. Well, if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. And if he's on some battlefield slain, and if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl that married him. He took his hand all from his pocket, and on his finger he wore a golden ring. And when she saw the band shining, a brand new song her heart did sing. And then he threw his arms all around her, kisses gave her 1, 2, and 3. Said, I'm your true and loving soldier, let's come back home to marry thee. A pretty fair maid was in her garden. Stranger came riding by. He came up to the gate and called her. Said, pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?
Applause, applause.
Done, Dave.
Well done, Dave. Dave Curley, Dave Curley Music on Facebook. Seeing Dave and more at the Michigan Irish Music Festival, September 14th through 17th. But better yet, tonight, Loudoun District Library, 7 p.m. Did you write that, Dave?
I didn't. No, I believe it's an old folk song that's kind of done the rounds through the different cultures, Scottish and Irish. But Tim O'Brien is an amazing bluegrass musician. That's who I learned it from. He did an album called Fiddler's Green. And I've just started singing it recently. It's kind of in the head, you know. So
where's the actual Michigan Irish Music Festival? Where are my boundaries here? Where am I headed that 14th through 17th?
Oh, sure. Downtown Muskegon. We're right on Muskegon Lake at Heritage Landing. So festival grounds for a lot of festivals in Muskegon. So I should mention, too, we've got some great deals cooking for the festival. People are looking for some discounts. So Thursday night is a pub preview party, and it's $5 cash gets you in. And literally, you'll have 3 bands playing that night just in the pub stage. On Friday, you can get in free if you come between 5 and 6 p.m. If you're in line, we're going to give you a ticket. Come the rest of the night. And the full festival opens Friday evening. So we make it affordable. Like I said, we've got 6 stages, and of course you can come see Dave. He's playing 3 days of 4, so we're working him hard.
Awesome. Dave, will you have your CDs at the library tonight, A Brand New Day?
I will do, yes.
Great. Yeah. I want to hear just a minute or so of one of the tracks. Which track would you like me to tee up?
The Pleasure Will Be Mine.
Mm-hmm.
Be a nice one.
Oh, I was going to say that. Yes, The Pleasure is mine, but let's see. That is track 4. You want to set that up? What is this all about?
This is a song written by Alan Reid from the Battlefield Band, and I learned it from Sean Kane, a great singer from back home in County Galway. And it tells the story of a husband and wife. Things start to kind of creak at the seams, and they decide to go to Ventry, which is down by Dingle in County Kerry. So if anyone out there listening has been to Kerry and been to Dingle, you'll have been very close to this lovely little village and beach. And they decide to go there and put their troubles behind them. So...
Oh, the rain was falling down so hard, those things, the flood was coming on. And so they huddled in a corner, trying to keep out all the water. And he told her of the things he had in mind. If you come with me to the tree, well, he said to...
All right, again, Dave Curley. He's in the house, a multi-instrumentalist, singer and dancer from Ireland. Dave, no stranger to the Michigan Irish Music Festival that will be kicking off September 14th. Laura Holmes discussing that. And, of course, Dave, you with your... A Brand New Day CD that you'll be sharing with us tonight at Loudoun District Library in Grand Haven, again, 7 o'clock. You'll also, I mean, goodness gracious, you're in Hastings on the 13th of September.
Yeah, playing at they have a new bandstand there, I believe, and I'm playing there with the Tarnapple Arts Council on the 13th and then up for the festival from the 14th on.
Yes. So. Will you know others that are, I mean, how small is an Irish music festival family? Will you know other musicians from Ireland?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a group there from Ireland called Gwitcha, who I actually went to college with and toured with for a little bit. And there's also Lunasaur over playing. And we also have Cara Dillon over for the first time, I believe, at the festival. An amazing voice. Yes. Fantastic singer.
Yes, and Fine Line, we're so lucky. We're actually sponsoring Cara. So we love to sponsor female vocalists and musicians. So we're excited to see her. Yes, she's a first-timer at Michigan.
Yeah, I've only gotten to see her play once before, and that was in Sebastopol in California. There used to be an Irish festival there, and she was absolutely amazing. So I'm looking forward to hearing her again. It's been a few years.
Me too. Yeah.
Do you play in, like, Ireland, or is your goal to get exposed more here in the US of A?
I do still play in Ireland. One of the bands I tour with that has played at the Irish Festival quite a bit, Slide, they're based out of Dublin in Ireland. So we still get to play there, and I'm going home for Christmas. My sister just had a new baby boy.
Gold Day, yeah, Uncle
Day for the first time. So I'm going to be at home for a full month this year to try and get as much time, but I'll be playing some shows in Ireland too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Dave Curley, how do we find out more about you?
You can go to davecurleymusic.com or Dave Curley Music on Facebook, and that's Curley with an E, C-U-R-L-E-Y. Some people get that mixed up, so I should say. Yes. And that should be it.
Great. Yeah. Well, tune yourself up. I'm going to say our goodbyes to Laura again. Laura, seeing Dave tonight, Loudoun District Library, 407 Columbus Avenue in Grand Haven. 7 o'clock start. A Brand New Day will be available as well. And get your Irish on at the festival.
Yeah, absolutely. For more information and tickets, MichiganIrish.org. We're going to open up the box office and we'll be ready for you.
All right, Dave Curley, who are you taking us out with?
I sang a happier song earlier, so I have to sing a sad one, being Irish, you know. So this one is called One April Morning, and this lady's love life hasn't gone to plan, and she's deciding, you know what, she doesn't need a relationship after all. So, all right.
All right, buddy, take it away. Thanks to you, Dave Curley and Laura Holmes, on behalf of the Michigan Irish Festival and the event tonight at Loudoun District Library. Take care.
It was on one April morning, just as the sun was rising. It was on one April morning, I heard the small birds sing. They were singing, lovely Nancy, for love it is a fancy. And sweet were the notes that I heard the small birds sing. Young men are false and are full of all deceiving. Young men are false and they never do prove true, for they're roving and they're ranging. Their minds are ever changing, seeking for to find out some other girl that's new.